Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Got pets? Of course you do. But we cannot be with them 24/7. So we need a guy like our special guest. He knows pets. He actually knows people pretty well, too. And he knows how to bring out the best in all of us. I want you at this time to give pause and applause to the 2023, this is a mouthful, here we go, Pet Sitters International's Pet Sitter of the Year, Doug Keeling. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Arden. I'm so excited.
All right, strap yourselves in. You know, it is a tough job to be a professional pet sitter. And you are in the trenches, the front lines. You have seen everybody's dirty laundry, I'm sure.
Quite literally.
Seen well-mannered pets, cray-cray ones. I guess the only thing I could say is your job is not boring, is it?
Never. Every day is a little different. And that's part of what I love so much about it. You know, you never quite know exactly what to expect.
Oh, my gosh. So let's back the clock up. Let's go to before 2013. What was Doug Keeling doing?
Oh, man. So I had just graduated high school and moved to Jacksonville, Florida to go to the University of North Florida.
Are they the Jaguars or what are they? I forgot.
Yeah, we're the Jags.
I used to live in Florida. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I had just moved to Jacksonville. I was going to college and I was doing marketing for a local antique and estate sale company. And I was a cashier at Target while taking full-time college classes. So I had a really hectic life.
You never slept.
No, I didn't. I didn't. And that was a running joke with all of my friends, actually. And I just missed my dog. You know, I grew up with dogs. And my best friend growing up was a Jack Russell named Skip. I got him for Christmas when I was like 5 years old. And we grew up together. We did everything together. He went everywhere with me. And when I moved to Jacksonville for college, you know, I was just coming home from school and work every day, just missing my buddy. And I came to a point where I had to leave the job at Target and I needed some extra income. And I was on Reddit. I was on a subreddit called Beer Money. And this guy had this guy had posted in there and said, he had posted in the Beer Money subreddit and said, my wife won't let me buy beer. So I started walking my neighbor's dog in exchange for beer money. Okay. And I read that and it was like instant light bulbs went off. I said, if this guy can walk dogs for beer money, why can't I walk dogs for my light bill and for gas and for food money? Why
not? And maybe a beer or two. Yeah.
And maybe a beer or two. Why not?
Okay. And that's how it started, huh? Well, I love the name of your company, everybody. Tell us the name of your professional pet sitting company.
Bad to the Bone Pet Care.
Bad to the bone. You feel like you're doing the guitar, Rick. All right.
Oh, man. If I had a dime for every time somebody sang that to me on the phone.
You would have more than beer money.
Yeah, there we go.
And I know for you YouTubers, we have a tail that looked like a cattail mustache that just went across the screen of Doug's mustache. Who is this beauty?
This is my baby, Athena. She's the star of all my Zoom calls and all of my YouTube videos.
And she goes into the cat butt mode. All right. Your company, Bad to the Bone Pet Care, you served portions of Florida. Tell us some of the areas that you're covering. You're still in Jacksonville, aren't you?
Right. So I started just as a solo pet sitter as Doug the Dog Guy in 2013, just kind of servicing my neighborhood in Orange Park, Florida. And we slowly just expanded from there over the last 10 years. I changed the name of the business from Doug the Dog Guy to Bad of the Bone Pet Care. When I started hiring, I had brought on my first employee at 11 months in, and I sent her to a home, and they said, wait a minute, I thought we were getting Doug. What? I'm confused. So I changed the name of the business to Bad of the Bone Pet Care, and we now have a team of 30 employees.
Wow.
We service the majority of Northeast and Central Florida. Downtown Jacksonville is our primary service area, but we also service all of the surrounding areas. So meaning Jacksonville Beach, Orange Park, Middleburg, Green Cove Springs. And then we dip into Central Florida with Northern Lakeland, Plant City, and Eastern Tampa.
Well, I know my Florida geography. There are 67 counties. Maybe Bad to the Bone Pet Care one day. You'll be in all 67 counties. It could be.
One day, slowly but surely.
You dream big. So what I love is when I was doing some research about you, you're not a competitor, you're a collaborator. Can you expand on that? Because you want to get the gig, but at what cost?
Absolutely. That is something that is crucial to everything that I do and every step that I've taken over the last 10 years is, you know, I do this because I want what's best for the pets. I don't do this to build a huge company or to get rich or to do anything like that. I want all pets to get the same care that I want for my own pets. And with that in mind, I am always trying to find ways to collaborate and build community with the entire pet industry. You know, I don't compete with other pet sitters and dog walkers. I reach out to them and I find ways that we can help each other. We can help each other's clients and really just try to raise the bar for the pet sitting and dog walking industry each and every day.
So in addition to Bad to the Bone Pet Care website, you also give professional consulting to professional pet sitters. What's the website on that one? I think, isn't it Doug the Dog Guy, but .co?
That's it. Okay. DougTheDogGuy.co. You know, I kind of came full circle with that. I started my pet sitting business as Doug the Dog Guy, switched to Bad to the Bone Pet Care, and then during COVID, you know, I watched my business go from, at that point, we had 33 employees to zero overnight.
Wow. Ouch.
And yeah, I spent the first couple weeks of the COVID lockdown just in bed crying because it felt like, you know, everything that I had put all this time and effort into was gone. And I had no idea what was coming next. And as I kind of came out of my depression there, I kept thinking to myself, I want other people to get to experience what I've experienced. I love this. I'm passionate about it. And there's so much opportunity in the animal care field. So I figured, you know, I'm just going to start posting these YouTube videos, kind of sharing my knowledge and sharing my experiences, and we'll see where it leads. And within a couple of months, you know, I had a couple thousand subscribers on YouTube and I had people reaching out to me for coaching. And fast forward a couple of years now, I love it. You know, I have almost 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. I have over 1,000 people on my email newsletter, and I've coached over 150 pet businesses over the last 2 years. And I tell everyone that both my pet sitting business and now my coaching business are both kind of dream come trues for dreams that I didn't even know that I had.
Well, it sure beats just checking out people at Target.
You can say that again.
So everyone, we're speaking with Doug Keeley, and he got the award for Pet Sitter of the Year by the international group Pet Sitters International. Actually, people argue that maybe Patty Moran really started or gave birth to professional pet sitters, and she created PSI. And tell us about what it felt to win that. We just had the Golden Globes on, so come on, give me a better speech than those actors.
Well, if you watch the video of me accepting the award at the conference, I did cry. So I was not expecting to cry. You know, I knew I was going to get the award before I went on stage, and I kind of prepared a speech and everything. And I got up there and it just hit me. You know, I'm looking out at the crowd of people and I couldn't control myself. I just broke down. And to me, it's, you know, everything that I've worked for the last 10 years kind of coming to this head, and it's beautiful, it's surprising, it's shocking. You know, I'm still in shock from it.
And it'll always be with you. That's the cool thing. We're speaking with Doug Keeley. He is the 2023 Pet Sitter of the Year by PSI. We're going to delve into some crazy kind of client request and some other things, some strange pets he has to take care of and more after we take this break. But you all know the drill. We're going to sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi there, I'm Kate Walton. I hope you're going to tune in and listen to O Behave on Pet Life Radio with Arden Moore, because she's a delight.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to O Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I'm speaking with Doug Keeley. He's a pretty cool dude. He knows pets and he is here to help you. And he is the Professional Pet Sitter of the Year. He's just finished his term, but it'll be with you forever. And you're helping pets. So every time I talk to a quality professional pet sitter, you guys have a dark secret. You never spill the beans in a book about some of the weirdest requests that a client will ask you. But you gather around a table at a pet conference, and I've actually seen people laugh so hard they blew snot out of their nose. So no pressure, but
you must have been talking to Scott Black.
Yes, Scott's a great guy. Give us a couple, can you? You know, you never know. You walk into that door, you've done the meet and greet, you've met the pets, you met the people, you got all the paperwork set up. They go on a vacay and what? Give me some examples. Come on, you don't have to name names.
I'll tell you, you know, all of my best stories, it's the clients, it's the humans that will surprise you. The pets, you know, I love them and I kind of know what to expect when I'm walking in with them. But I have walked into men washing the dishes completely naked.
Oh.
I have. More than once.
All right.
I have had clients invite me to have a threesome with them. I've got stories. I don't know how far you want to go with this.
No, but I mean, what do you think people are thinking?
I think they're not thinking. I think that's what it comes down to. Is, you know, they're in their own home and they're in their own move and groove of things. And they forget sometimes that they've booked the dog walker to come over, or it leads to interesting conversations.
So to help the young, new professional pet sitters, they've got a 10 o'clock to walk a oodle. They've got a 10 o'clock to walk a golden doodle or something. And you walk in and you see a naked man washing dishes. What do you tell your staff and you tell other pet professionals? How do you handle that scene?
Get out of there as fast as possible. That's step one. Step one, run out the door. It's happened to me a couple times, and you know, I just leave, and then I will text or I'll yell through the door, maybe, "I'm sorry, didn't realize you were home, you know, we'll reconvene at a later date," and kind of
okay.
Go from there.
Now, the other flip side too, besides naked men, I now have that image in my head.
Sorry.
I'm so glad they're washing dishes though. That's nice. We love our pets. Come on, Doug. We really, really love our pets. But we have these little rituals, insist that the pet sitter does this, this, or this when you're caring for the pet, when it comes to feeding or how you pick up their poop or whatever. Can you share some of those?
Oh, man. First thing that comes to mind here is I take care of these two Jack Russells, and they've been clients for years. I love them. I spend most holidays at their home, and they have a like 18-page instruction manual.
I bet it's really small font, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. It's like 0.8 font. It's double-sided. It's laminated. It's in a binder. I mean, I've got pictures to prove it, too.
Okay. So what's for the JRTs? What are a couple things you must do?
Yeah. So they have to be fed like every hour, just a little bit. And I have to weigh it on a scale and take a picture of the food on the scale at each meal. And it's literally, I'm not even joking, like 6 or 7 pieces of kibble at each meal. It's a little obsessive. And then I have to microwave the food for exactly 20 seconds, not 19 seconds, not 21 seconds. It has to be exactly 20 seconds. The dogs have to sleep with a leash tied around my wrist because the lady is scared that the dogs will try to jump off the bed. But she doesn't want them to sleep in a crate.
You're doing an overnight. You have to have a leash around your wrist.
Yep. Yep. And she wants proof. All of this. She wants a photo proof. And I do charge her extra, you know, for these things. But I love the dogs. I've really grown to love the whole family. And it's just some of the things that we are willing to do as professional pet sitter.
Give me another example. You have any oddities with cats?
All kinds of oddities with cats, all kinds. Actually, right now I'm taking care of a little kitty across the river. And when I walk into the home, I have to sing to her. She loves to be sung.
Let's hear ya.
I'm not a singer. I'm not going to sing for you. I'm not a singer at all. But you know,
what is the song you have to sing or the lyric?
The cats just love 90s country. So I've been singing a lot of Tim McGraw.
Garth Brooks.
A lot of Alan Jackson.
So what does a cat do when you come in singing?
So I've tested this. If I walk into the house not singing, she won't come out for me. She doesn't want anything to do with me. But if I walk in and I'm singing When the Corn Pops Up in Rows, she comes trotting out and she's ready for love.
Is she wearing little kitty cowboy boots?
Oh, you know it. You know it. And I've got her little hat ready for her.
So we said this is not a boring job. But we have to be careful. And I like to equate our pets. I think they're our most priceless asset. You know, you can ding my car. Something can happen. I could lose a ring. You better not hurt my pet. You better not do something to harm my pet or hurt them, get them lost. This is a big responsibility, Doug. What can you instill in other professional pet sitters? What should they be thinking? And secondly, why should somebody with pets hire a professional, board certified, licensed, bonded, insured professional pet sitter?
Oh man, I could talk all day about this. I could talk all day. First thing I would say to other pet sitters and dog walkers is to think about what your pets want and need. I think it's easy to get into our heads and overthink things and to kind of even blow things out of proportion, maybe. But if we can just keep it simple and think, what do my pets want and need? You know, and for example, I have a golden retriever and my golden retriever.
You got to say your goatee's name because I see pictures. Come on, shout
Turkey
out.
Turkey Bird, my baby boy, Turkey Bird. He's staring at me on the other side of the computer right now.
I've heard of foul names, but this one takes the cluck. Okay, good. Okay.
You know, I picked him up on Thanksgiving 2 years ago, so it just seemed fitting.
Perfect. So talk about Turkey Bird. You think of Turkey Bird when you walk into a client's home, right?
So I know that, you know, Turkey needs everyone to be gentle, to keep a gentle tone when you're speaking to him. He's kind of emotional. He's a little fragile. And I bring that into all of my pet sitting clients. You know, I never go in just throwing the door open, yelling, you know, talking in a loud voice.
Singing country.
You know, I think about how does my dog want to be spoken to? How does my dog want me to approach him? And then how often does my dog need to go out to potty? How often does my dog need to eat? You know, all of these types of things I'm thinking about with every one of my clients, first and foremost. And then I think it's really important to remember that this is a relationship-based business.
Good point.
we are not just swiping a credit card and dragging the dog around the block and we're in and out, bing, bang, boom, we're done. That's not how this can be. You know, we have to protect their emotional well-being, their mental well-being, on top of course, their physical safety and all of that. But
right.
Same goes for the families too.
Yeah.
You know, we never know why these people are actually booking us and what they may be going through. You know, they may be traveling to see a sick family member for the last time or to go to a funeral. Or maybe they're traveling because it's their wedding or their anniversary and something exciting. We have to keep these things in mind when we're communicating with our clients and when we're structuring how our services work and all of our day-to-day operations.
Good. And why should somebody hire a professional pet sitter and not the kid next door? I'm not going to mention the two companies that are very big, but there's no real background check. And I'm telling you, I use a professional pet sitter. You might know Joette White from Park City Pet Sitters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And our furry Brady Bunch, they mean everything to us. Why shouldn't you just have the neighbor come pop in, let the dogs go pee if you're going on a long trip? I understand if it's a thing during the day or whatever, but I'm talking why. Why not go cheap?
Oh, man. There's so many different rabbit holes I could go down with this.
Go to a good one.
You know, what I always ask people is, what's going to happen if you have the 10-year-old kid coming down the street and he opens the door and your dog bolts past him and goes running down the street? What is that 10-year-old actually going to be able to do?
Besides wet their pants.
Exactly, exactly. And go crying to their mom. You know, and I'm not trying to talk bad about those kids. We all started somewhere. I was pet sitting for the neighborhood pets when I was 10 years old. But that is a completely different service, and it's a completely different way of going about it. You know, as a professional pet sitter, I have been trained both through Pet Sitters International, their certification course, the National Association of Professional Pet Sitters. I've gone through their training course. I've gone through full pet CPR and first aid certification. I have worked with multiple positive reinforcement.
Fear-free certified?
Yes, I'm also fear-free certified. And I've worked with multiple positive reinforcement and fear-free certified dog trainers to get really in-depth with leash handling skills, animal body language, all of these types of things that I can come into your home and your dog never would bolt past me and get out of the door. But if it were to happen, I would know how to address that situation and get him back safely. Or if your cat has diarrhea, you know, I had that happen last week. I know how to approach these situations and how to handle it from a true professional standpoint and protect their physical well-being as well as their emotional well-being all at the same time. And that is vital.
And everyone, we're speaking with Doug Keeley. He was the 2023 Professional Pet Sitter of the Year by Pet Sitters International. And all work and no play makes Doug a real stressed out guy. I did see a picture of you taking a vacay in front of the Eiffel Tower. I just went to Paris too myself. I didn't see you there.
Oh, you know. Nice.
Where do you, as a pet sitter, where do you like to go for a break? And would you take your dog with you? Or do you go petless? What's your downtime?
Oh, man, I always have pets with me. Even if I can't take my own pet with me, you know, I'm finding where the local cat cafe is, or I'm at the local humane society. If I go more than 6 hours without touching something with four legs, I'm going to go crazy.
Pet withdraw. All right.
I mean, they really are my therapy. But with that, you know, I tell everyone my two biggest passions in life are animal welfare and traveling. And
okay.
One of my life goals is to immerse myself in every different culture of the world and learn all about the people of the world. So if I'm not pet sitting, you can often find me on a flight to China or Paris, or I'm actually heading down to Ecuador next week. I'm going to spend a few days in Quito, and then I'm going to go to the Galapagos and see as many animals as I can see, you know?
Well, we definitely want to have you back. You have a lot of tales to tell. I really appreciate, Doug, you being on the show. Tell us again how we can find what you're up to.
Yeah, so you can find me on YouTube. I post videos there every week sharing my experiences as a professional pet sitter and dog walker and pet transporter. It's youtube.com/DougTheDogGuy. You can also check out my Instagram. It's instagram.com/DougTheDogGuyOfficial. I'm on TikTok at DougTheDogGuy. Facebook is Doug Keeling, K-E-E-L-I-N-G. And of course, my website is DougTheDogGuy.co as well.
Woo! All right. That's a lot. But keep doing what you're doing, Doug. I really appreciate you being on the show. Want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. We're the largest pet radio network on the planet. And I got some news to share to everybody. This show, Obehave, which has been on the air since before Doug graduated from high school, I guess, has been on the air since 2007. And we have just been named the best pet podcast for 2020.
Woo-hoo!
And like you, we have no car, no money, but we're really happy. So everybody check out our shows and get on my YouTube. Come on, guys. It's Arden Moore. Easy to do. And until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Obehave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Obehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Obehave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.